Hi, this is Shauna on Johnny Erickson Tada Sharing Hope. Johnny's got a very encouraging word about Psalm 46 today.
And you know the verse by heart, I'm sure. You've repeated time and again when facing a tough situation, like when you hear awful news from your doctor, you think it's all over. But if you have your wits about you, you eventually turn to that encouraging first verse in Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Now, I can say for sure, nothing is more suffocating, more soul-stifling than feeling, that's it, life's over, things are never going to be the same. I mean, cancer could make you feel like that, or perhaps a crippling chronic condition. You go through one specialist after another, exhausted, and when you've tried every option, it's despairing to think you've come to the end of your rope with no aid in sight. And you wonder, where's God? Why hasn't he given relief or hope or help? It's demoralizing to feel as though he's off somewhere, distracted by the needs of, you know, other more obedient saints. But have you stopped? I mean, stopped. And waited upon the Lord, quietly brought your need to him, and have looked to him in the middle of the mess? Hopelessness breeds when we fail to sense God's hand in the hardship or the presence of his help. But true biblical hope is built on fact. And the fact is, God never, ever becomes distracted from your life. He never takes time off from tending to your needs. When troubles come, God does not back away to allow Satan to have a free hand. He never takes his hands off the wheel of your life for a nanosecond. In fact, Psalm 46 verse 1 is your assurance that not only is the help of God available and accessible at all times, but here's the kicker, as Charles Stanley would say, now listen up, God himself is the always present help in every trial. He doesn't just give help when you are in need. He is the help. And I love the way Paul David Tripp puts this wonderful fact. He writes, God understands the darkness that we face. He is right there in it with us, an ever-present help in trouble. The Lord of light is your friend in darkness. The Lord of life stands by you in death. The Lord of hope is your companion in your despair. The Prince of Peace supports you when no peace can be found, and the God of all comfort waits faithfully near you. The source of all joy is close by when death has robbed you of joy. Oh, friend, when we're the ones to receive a medical report that's bad or devastating news about the future, when we're the ones who hit rock bottom or are up against a wall, we are such easy prey for the lies of the adversary. When we're emotionally distraught, we believe the lie that says that God has become a casual observer, standing at an arm's length distance from your pain. So take a moment today to write out Psalm 46, verse 1, and underline the verb, God is your ever-present help, always much nearer than you think, with his help and his hope. For when he gives you relief, he's giving you himself. And God can do no more than that. If he has given himself, he's given you everything. So pray with me right now, would you? Jesus, you're my refuge and my strength. When troubles assault me, I never be deceived into thinking that I am beyond your tender compassion. Oh, Jesus, thank you for always being an ever-present help in my trials. In your name, amen.